take a Calvin, just setting the record at what would be like the standard that might stand for, you know, for years?
Well, nothing that he does ceases to amaze me. He's always taking it up another notch every year. I mean, he's taking up a, you know, maybe a couple this year. He's had to pick up the slack too for some guys missing, but gladly does it. And you know, he's it's so impressive what he does, but it's more impressive the way he goes about his business, and that's what I think that's what kind of sets him apart from a lot of other guys.
He only had 3 catches for 34 yards the first game against the Bears. What can you do different to him?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we're obviously going to have to put him in different positions. And we've done that. We do that all the time. But we still got to let the game come to us there. I mean, you know, there's going to be even more attention on him, you know, with our receiving depth the way it is. But, you know, if you're not going to get attention going into last week, then you're never going to get it. So I just think we just... you know, we go through the game. Guys have got to be good around him, but I think he'll still have a productive game, you know, the way he's locked in.
What would it mean for a team that punches the ball out like Chicago does?
They've always been that way. They're having their best year doing it. I mean, I think Charles Tillman has double digit, which he's always been one of the best, if not the best, at least in the current era of football. But it's coached. You know, they did it when they were all together as assistants with Monty Kiffin in Tampa Bay, and they're doing it now. And I remember the year that Lovey was coaching. He was assistant for Mike Martz in St. Louis. And they had an unbelievable year like this where they had a bunch of forced fumbles and interceptions. And you know, you got to tip your hat to them. And then in the same sense, you got to avoid them. And, you know, we had 2 red zone non-scores from fumbles last game, and that cost us.
What did it mean for Calvin to get 2,000? Is that a number you ever thought would play?
Not really, but, you know, there's probably never been a guy like him. So, you know, like I said, he's kind of reset what's realistic in today's game.
Why has that been unattainable so far? Even 18?
Well, you know, we throw the ball a lot, for one thing. I mean, teams are throwing the ball more. We're getting more plays than, you know, old days you sat on the clock, milked the clock down. 60 plays was a common NFL game. Now, you know, good offenses are getting, you know, 70 to 80 plays a game. So you're getting more, probably a possession or two more than you would. And, you know, I hear people talk about it being a passing league, and I think a lot of teams are throwing the ball, but you still have to have that special type of player that can beat double, triple coverage, even in that sense. And if you got a guy like Calvin, I think it's obviously a mark that you know, we're at least you know, talking about now.
Have you thrown more though, when you think about it, than you really would have liked to?
Well, I would say yes. You throw as much as you need to win, but we've been in games, especially the second half of the season, where we've been behind and thrown more. Generally speaking, you don't want to have 50 attempts in a game, unless that's your game plan, you know, ahead, behind, or not. Because if you do, usually you're, you know, trying to catch up. But probably in the second half of the season, not all the games. I mean, we were ahead in a number of them, but, you know, we had a number of games where we had multiple possessions of 2-minute drives. We threw the ball quite a bit. So I think those numbers are up there a little bit because of that.
All right, Calvin's ready. Major Wright said that Matthew Stafford kind of folds under pressure. Obviously, he wouldn't be the only quarterback to do that, but, I mean, is that something that you feel like he needs to work on?
No. I think a guy that's thrown for nearly 10,000 yards and almost 60 touchdowns in 2 seasons holds up pretty good out there.
Coach, I know you. Yeah, I know you'll say you're only worried about Chicago, but what do you think the future holds for you, you know, past this season?
I haven't looked past Chicago, and that's what you focus on. And, you know, my focus will be on that. And then once the season's over, focus on, you know, fixing some things that weren't quite right with this year and having, you know, flipping the script next year.
Yeah, I know you've been in the game for a long time, and when a team will only wins four games. Often there are changes. That's something as a coaching staff you guys ever think about or are concerned about?
No. I mean, coaching's not a stable profession, but if you're worried about saving your job instead of doing your job, you're doing it for the wrong reason. So I think the biggest thing is getting ready to finish this season strong and then focus on what we got to do to, like I said, flip the script next year.
You said fixing it. What in your mind needs to
be? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we've got to get healthy. That's got to be one place to start. And then, you know, we watch all the cut-ups and we look at it again and we make assessments where we were. And, you know, to me, the difference in this year going through 15 games that was different than last year was, you know, was really – you know, we've got to find a way to stay healthy, and then we've got to go back to where we were from a turnover standpoint. I mean, I think the turnovers have been, you know, the biggest difference, and the interceptions are the same. We have probably 7 more lost fumbles we had last year. And, you know, so you're not going to win games in this league, not at least keeping the turnovers at a minimum, but having games where you have 2 or 3 turnovers and losing the turnover battle. It's just you're losing possessions and giving other teams opportunities, and that's not a good mix. And that's going to have to be critical for this game.
And then your staff, is that at the end of the day, is that you who decides your offensive staff? Is that
no, those are questions you're asking me or for somebody higher up than me. No, I'm taking care of what we got to do this week, and we'll move forward once we get through Sunday.
In terms of evaluation, do that for the first 15 games.
No, you can do that. You do that during the year. You have a pretty good idea, but it's not. This isn't the time for it. Time's going to be, you know, that month of January and parts of February, getting ready for the guys to come back and taking a look at all the things that, you know, there are still some good things we've been able to do. I mean, offensively, we're like 120 yards from the franchise record that we set last year. So, I mean, there's good things. We've just got to get better at some other things.
Are you disappointed with the touchdowns? You know, you guys haven't scored as many touchdowns this year.
We haven't thrown as many. We're not that far off from the amount of touchdowns that we had. I mean, we haven't thrown as many. We're way up on rushing touchdowns. So, you know, going into the last game or the game before, we were like one difference in touchdowns, you know, going into our red zone scoring and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, when the dust settles, we got to look at it. But you know, touchdowns are definitely a good thing to improve on in any facet for an offense.
Talk about the rushing game in general. How pleased with the efficiency for the season? And then I guess how the draft start the season.
Well, you know, we probably averaged our average per carry by running backs. I'm not talking average per carry on a game by running backs is the best since I've been here. So we've been at that 4.2 clip now kind of for year. I think considering we have not been getting explosive runs, we've been able to be efficient. To be just a, you know, dynamic offense and you count in the running game, you've got to be able to have that average in, but have the big chunk plays come from the running game too. And, you know, it's been since 2009 that we're in that boat where I think we had 2 explosives in 2009 from our running game, and this year we're at 3. Hopefully we can change that in the last game. Certainly the addition of 44 in 2010 and in for 5 games or 6 games, 11 changed that. But you know, that's a fact of life. He's not on the field anymore for us. So we've got to find ways to get those chunk runs that are missing from our offense.
Talk about Stafford's attempts. He's going to set a record. I mean, what would an ideal number be?
I don't know. I mean, in our offense, he's going to be up there. He's going to be in the top 5 in attempts, regardless of what the number is. But you know, when you're talking attempts, usually the passing teams that I've seen, I mean, they're getting their rushing yards in fourth quarter with a 2 or 3 score lead. I mean, that's just the way football is.
What about your so-called 4-minute offense closing out games? Has that been a little less than you wish it had been?
Well, I mean, it's for sure. I mean, your goal is to finish with the ball in your hand. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we started in a backup situation and flipped the field. You know, those are, you want to finish with it. There's a lot of things that factor in the 4-minute, but, you know, we've, you know, really, the position we've been in to seal off games has been minimal. We've been in more position where we got to try to come back and win games, and we were able to do that. And you know, last year. I think there were, I don't know how many fourth quarter comebacks we had, and we had a couple this year. So there's different ways of you know, approaching the fourth quarter. We definitely like to approach it with, you know, you go into that fourth quarter, you got to, you know, a touchdown or a couple score lead, you know, finishing with the ball in your hands is your goal as an offense.